From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Journalists and executives at cash-strapped newspapers are looking for help from an unlikely source, the very technology that's tearing their industry apart. As NPR's David Falkenflik reports, the online-only future for some newspapers is fast approaching.
So before we attend the birth of what's new, let's briefly stop by the wake for what was.
A terrible tragedy for the paper, for everybody involved, and a very sad day for Denver as well. We had hoped to find a better solution, either a buyer or any other solution than this.
That's Scripps Company CEO Rich Baney at a press conference last month announcing that the money-losing Rocky Mountain News would close. But elsewhere, other people are pursuing other solutions. Earlier this week, the Hearst Company stilled the presses at the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, leaving the rival Seattle Times as the only big daily in town. Yet the Post-Intelligencer will continue online, says Hearst Newspapers president Steve Schwartz.
Being the second newspaper in Seattle didn't work. We are very enthusiastic, however, about this experiment to create a digital-only business in Seattle with a robust community website at its core.
If you missed the word newspaper tucked in there, it wasn't your fault. The mission will be defined entirely differently. There were 135 journalists employed by the print publication. The PI.com held on to just 24 journalists. Reporters and columnists are focusing on local government, courts, transportation, and sports, but there's a lot they won't do. Instead, Steve Schwartz says the Post-Intelligencer will link to stories elsewhere from sources that include the rival Seattle Times and offer its readers commentaries from local civic leaders and photo galleries.
Very few people come to our website and try to recreate the experience of reading a newspaper. In other words, spending a half hour to 45 minutes and really reading most of the articles. We don't find people do that on the web.
But this remains an unproven financial model. Sure, there are great savings by scrapping printing and delivery costs, but there are even greater lost revenues as advertisers pay far more money for print ads than they do for online ads. Joel Kramer is the CEO and editor of the online-only Min Post in the Twin Cities, which competes with the St. Paul Pioneer Press and the Minneapolis Star Tribune. He says you just can't afford to replicate a printed newspaper in an online-only publication.
Most stories we don't cover every day. We are more like a news magazine, closer to Slate or Salon than to a daily paper. We pick our spots and write things when we have something new to add.
Kramer used to be the editor and publisher of the Star Tribune. He says the tone of the Min Post's coverage is also different.
Our writers have much more freedom to be analytical. They combine news with commentary. Our site is more engaged with the readers than we used to be in the newspaper business.
Kramer has to rely on those readers. He's operating Min Post as a not-for-profit, and the site leans on foundation grants and donations from readers, as well as revenue from online ads. In Denver, local entrepreneur Kevin Preblood is helping a group of former Rocky Mountain News journalists launch a for-profit site called In Denver Times on more of a magazine model.
If the people truly believe that they want to hear multiple voice, multiple opinions, then they need to show us that they're willing to pay for it.
It's a tall, tall order. By April 23rd, they want 50,000 people to promise to pay at least $4.99 each month as a subscription for the new site. Links to breaking news stories would be free, but Preblood says only subscribers would get to chat online with its reporters and columnists or to receive news updates on their iPhones and BlackBerries.
You know, good journalism is expensive. Good journalism requires a commitment and investment in these writers. They gave away their product. And somebody needs to pay the freight.
In Denver, the Scripps Company wasn't willing to do that anymore for the Rocky Mountain News. 2 years ago, Scripps killed the Cincinnati Post and launched an all-online version of the kypost.com instead for nearby suburbs in Kentucky, focused mostly on small-town news. Managing editor Kerry Duke says a lot of aspects of a printed newspaper just aren't there.
I'll get phone calls from people who were newspaper readers, and they'll ask, where are the classifieds? Well, we don't have a classified section.
A new Princeton University study connected a recent drop in voting in those Kentucky counties to the disappearance of the printed Post as a constant watchdog on elected officials. But in each of these big cities, a dominant daily is still limping along. So The real test for the value of these online news sites may well arrive when the final edition of the last big paper in town rolls off the presses. David Folkenflik, NPR News.